This is the Cannabis Radio News. I'm Brian Behuth. In California, Senate Bill 1262 would have further regulated medical marijuana in the state, the nation's oldest medical cannabis system, but agreement could not be reached and the bill died in committee. And according to Dale Geringer, executive director of California Normal, the system is in dire need of overhaul, but SB 1262 is yet another in a string of such bills to fail.
We, at all points, hoped that the bill would be amended to come up with a good law on this. We have been calling for a state regulation system for medical marijuana for some years now. So when this bill came along this year, sort of late in the process, we were hoping that it might be put into an acceptable form for passage, but time sort of ran out on it. And since the primary sponsors of the bill were law enforcement, who had a poison clause in it that they insisted on maintaining.
What was the poison clause?
The poison clause was a lifetime ban on anybody who has any prior drug trafficking felony, which includes some very, very qualified and well-known individuals in the cannabis industry.
And in related news from California, the city of Fresno and Fresno County recently banned all medical marijuana dispensaries and cannabis cultivation within their borders, an autonomy given to municipalities to ignore state law and enforce their own set of regulations. In response, medical marijuana patients banded together in a high-risk arrest environment to form the Fresno Cannabis Association and have filed lawsuits against the city and county. Michael Green is the group's president and says that the medical marijuana system needs better regulation from the state is a big part of the problem.
The county has really taken the lead on this, and in their defense, they do have a big, huge problem with large-scale illicit gardens here on the valley floor. And there are several hundred of them, and they number thousands of plants. And so they have had problems reining in those large-scale gardens. So rather than proceed under the state law, which they still have the ability to do, but rather than do that, they just said, let's pass a zoning ordinance that prohibits all cultivation, and that way, you know, we can just start knocking gardens down however we want. And that's exactly what they do.
Jeremy Namath is an associate professor at the University of Colorado, Denver, and recently published a study in which he and co-author Eric Ross analyzed the locations of medical marijuana dispensaries, the first formal study of its kind. Dr. Namath told me they found dispensaries primarily located in poorer and minority neighborhoods, and that marijuana outlets are miscast in the way they are zoned.
We don't know how to regulate these in terms of land use yet. I don't think that people... there isn't a model, right? We can't just say, oh, this is, marijuana. Oh, we regulate where that is allowed to locate this way. We're sort of making it up, I think. And the closest parallel that cities are using is nuisance or vice uses like pornography shops, gun shops, liquor stores, which is, I think, a little bit incorrect for them to do that and presumptuous. Because we don't know the impacts of dispensaries.
Finally, in Canada, Prime Minister Stephen Harper does not support the legalization of marijuana, while his Liberal Party opponent in the upcoming 2015 general election, Justin Trudeau, does. Craig Jones, executive director of Normal in Canada, says marijuana will be a pivotal issue.
There's a very good prospect that it is going to be the issue, in part because public opinion has turned toward some dramatic change, decriminalization and legalization. And number two, because the cannabis issue offers what we call a wedge opportunity to the conservatives to demonize the name Trudeau, to slander everything about the Liberals, and to mobilize that hyperactive base of conservative support.
And that's our show. I'm Brian Behuth, and I hope to catch you next time for another edition of the Cannabis Radio News.
Cannabis Radio News is produced and hosted by Brian Behuth in cooperation with KVMR Radio, Nevada City, California. For daily marijuana news and extended interviews, visit us at cannabisradionews.org.